Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 139th Psalm we read, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and I know them very well. We praise you, Heavenly Father, and thank you for the health that we enjoy to do our daily work. We pray for you to bless us with wisdom to discipline our habits, that we may do that which is helpful to our bodies, and don't indulge in things that are harmful. We pray for minds that are distressed by worry and free from anxiety, for we truly trust in you. We pray for our minds to be cleansed so that we are not bitter or resentful, but content with what you have provided for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
The senator from Phelps County is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate. First regular session, 28th day, Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the Senate be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved, as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County is rapidly on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I speak on a point of personal privilege?
The senator from the 23rd District requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, I wanted to notify the body, and I'm finding out that some folks have not yet heard. We have an absence in our midst today. The senator from Scott is absent from the chamber and will be, I expect, for at least the rest of the week. Unfortunately, her father passed away early this week, and I know that many have already reached out to her to wish her well and wish her family well and keep her family in their prayers. That's obviously a very difficult time for the Senator for Scott and her family, and I would just ask the body to keep her family in their prayers, and if you have an opportunity to wish her well this week. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. I know her colleagues and all of us here in the Senate will keep the Senator from Scott County in our thoughts and prayers. The order of business is introduction of guests, the junior senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
The senator from Jefferson County's 3rd District requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am honored today to have with us in the chamber to my left the Class 2 Arcadia Valley girls cross country team who won first place at state, and this was their first time going to state and first time, of course, winning first place. And girls, when I call your name, would you please raise your hand? Today we have with us Natalie Strickland, Emma Dittmer, Erica Standifer, Avery Jones, Mary Tettis, Ella Weber, Trinity Russell, Alyssa Glanzer. We also have the school high school principal with us today, and we want to make her feel welcome, Mrs. Amalunke. Would you please raise your hand? Thank you. And then we have the coaches are here also. They have worked very, very hard with these girls to get to where they are today. The head coach is Coach Barzowski, and also Paul Royer. Thank you for being here today, and I ask that the body make them feel welcome.
Let's make these champions feel welcome in the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two sets of introductions, if I may. Mr. President, to your left and my right, yes, shadowing me today from Joplin is Chance Stickland, who is a senior at the University of Missouri studying communications. If you will join me in making him feel welcome,
let's welcome Chance to the Senate chamber today.
And Mr. President, my second set of guests today that I'm also proud to have here are from Kirkwood, Missouri, specifically from Kirkwood High School. With us is Mitch Eden, the Kirkwood High School Journalism Advisor, who came today to testify on behalf of a bill from the senator from the 9th District. Joining him are two seniors at Kirkwood High School, Amelia Hurley and Amara Harper. Both of them did a beautiful job testifying today about the importance of this Senate bill, and both of them will be joining Chance, well, he'll be gone, I think, graduated, but they will be going to the journalism school at the University of Missouri next year. They are up on the dais, and we are so delighted and proud to have them here with us today, our future journalists. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please help me welcome these young ladies and their advisor from Kirkwood to the Missouri Senate today. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, I have three very special guests here today. First of all, I have Holly Elliott. Holly will be going before the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments this morning, and so I'm happy to sponsor her. Holly is joined by her husband, Travis Elliott, and her father, Anson Elliott, who ran the Ag Department of Missouri State University for many, many years. They're all very dear friends of mine, and I would like the body to give them a warm welcome.
Introduction of guests, the senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am honored to introduce some very special guests. Kelly McClelland, if you all will stand. Kelly McClelland and his wife Ray and son Ryan are joining us from Liberty, Missouri today. Kelly has been appointed to the Missouri Veterans Commission, and I'm very happy to sponsor his appointment. We're grateful for his service and very happy that they're here to join us today. Please join me in making them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks as the guests from the center of Clay County. Thank you for your service. Senator from Cass County.
introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right, your left, up on the front pew, if I could have Zeke Speaker, Maddie Kars, Sarah Meissner, and Lena Messner, or Meissner, I believe. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They're up here for Teen PAC to learn how government operates and be very involved. It's an honor to have them up here, and I hope that the body will give them a very warm welcome for coming up and joining us today.
Let's welcome this young man and ladies from Teen PAC. Welcome to the Capitol. Senator from the 5th, proceed.
Thank you. It is my profound pleasure to introduce one of my constituents, Judge Annie Marie Clark, who's being considered to serve on the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. She's to my left and your right, and she has devoted her life to being a longtime advocate for higher education for children, especially those in foster care. And we've had the privilege of serving together on the Mountain City Bar Association since I was first licensed in the state over 8 years ago. So if the body would please join me in giving her a warm welcome, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's make these guests feel welcome today.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Resolutions.
He's got two use of the chamber of resolutions where he's going to have to waive the rule.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward. I move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your resolution forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, do you care to, at this time, explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm also requesting that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption today.
Hearing no objection, that shall be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four use of the chamber resolutions that we're sending forward today, three from me and one from the senator from Cole. The first one, I believe, in front of us deals with Missouri Girls State using our chamber. Be happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of resolution, Senate Resolution number 137. Any discussion on that resolution? Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from Boone, please.
Senator Boone, do you yield?
I do.
Thank you, Senator. This is the Youth and Government resolution?
This is, I believe the one that I sent forward was the Girls State American Legion. Yeah, they're nodding at me. So I have three. One is the Girls State, one is Youth and Government, and one is the Silver-Haired Legislature. And then the Senator from Cole has one that I don't know what that is, but he doesn't. He can't be a part of the Silver-Haired Legislature. I know that for sure.
Senator, I just wanted to point out that Youth and Government, that's where the kids come from around the state,
yeah,
and use our chamber. I just wanted to point out that my daughter, who is a freshman in high school this year, joined the Youth and Government program in
awesome.
Her school. Was very excited to come down to Jefferson City to use the chambers. Could not do so in her first
yeah.
semester. So to see this on the table as we're opening the state back up, or we're opening the chamber, I think that's a great thing.
That's a great program.
It's a great program. If I won't spend any more time on it, but I'm happy to see that. So thank you
awesome.
For the resolution.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion, Senate Resolution number 137, offered by the Senator from Boone? Hearing none. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 137. As many of you opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution number 137. Senator from Boone.
And I have another resolution. I'm sending it forward, moving for waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your resolution forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm also requesting that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking this resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the rules shall be waived. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the youth in government resolution the senator from the 23rd was alluding to, use of the chamber resolution.
Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion, Senate Resolution number 138, offered by the senator from Boone? Hearing none. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 138. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution number 138. Senator from Boone.
President, I have another resolution. I'm sending it forward. Move for the waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your resolution forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the rules shall be suspended. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the use of the chamber resolution for the silver-haired legislature, of which I am not a member.
Duly noted, Senator. Senator from Boone has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 139. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 139. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution number 139. Senator from Cole.
I have a resolution. I'm sending the resolution forward. I move for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your resolution forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator Cole.
I request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Hearing no objection, the rules shall be suspended. Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the resolution be adopted. The resolution is for the Missouri Catholic Conference to use the Senate chambers and the Senate lounge and the hearing rooms.
The senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 140. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Cole has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Resolution number 140. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution number 140. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd, what is your eyes?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward, Senator. Senator from the 23rd, your resolution will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have a moment to explain the resolution?
Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution encourages the Attorney General to file a complaint in federal court challenging the direct payment of federal funds to counties and cities. This was a conversation on the floor last night, and I'm not going to belabor the point for very long this morning, but I do want to point out that some of the legislation in D.C. that is under discussion right now would try to provide direct funding to cities and counties. And it's, although we can't introduce new legislation at this point that would prohibit that, it's possible such language might appear on legislation that we're dealing with for the rest of the year. In the meantime, my resolution would encourage the Attorney General to take legal action against the federal government and against any cities and counties that would try to take money that goes directly to cities and counties without an appropriation of the state. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be reports of standing committees. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 152, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary of the message from the Governor? So I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the Journal.
Senator, there are messages from the Governor. The reading will be waived and they will be printed in the Journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are you going to recognize me, possibly?
Senator from Franklin, are you seeking recognition from the chair?
I'm seeking recognition from the chair.
For what reason do you rise, Senator from Franklin?
Could you please refer those letters to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be Senate bills for perfection, formal calendar. Senate Bill 11, offered by the Senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill will be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 43, offered by the Senator from Newton.
Mr. President,
Senator
I move that
Senate... Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 43 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for perfection.
The Senator from Newton has moved that Senate Bill 43 be taken up for perfection. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Committee, or rather, Senate Committee Substitute be adopted, and I have a Senate Substitute. I move for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
The Senator from Newton has moved for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43 be adopted. Senator, did you ask for a waiver of the reading?
Yes, I did ask for a waiver of the reading.
Thanks,
and it
Senator.
Has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. You've moved for its adoption. Senator, at this time, do you care to explain your Senate Committee Substitute?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is actually my second priority bill. It is a very small bill, but it's a very important bill. It's appropriate that we do it today because we've been discussing education. This is not an education bill, but the impact of this bill deals greatly with the education of some of our young people. What this bill does is it would require insurance carriers and health benefit plans, excluding things that aren't normal health benefit plans, which is listed in the bill, that as of January the 1st of 2022, they would provide coverage for medically necessary hearing aids for children under the age of 18. This is important because if you can't hear, you are going to have a very difficult time reaching your full potential in school. We had a lot of witnesses in this. We had 13 witnesses in favor. We had one opposed. I will comment now that the Insurance Coalition has told me that they're supportive of this bill. It's just vital. If you can't hear, it's very, very difficult to reach your full potential as an adult. The learning process is based on hearing. And we do, by the way, that this bill is based on that we provide these services in Medicaid. The original bill, we started a little bit big after several years of not getting traction, and we said everything that Medicaid provides, we backed off that. Our intent was to go to hearing aids, and that's what this bill does. It's very limited, So it's hearing aids under the age of 18 for people who are paying insurance policies. If you pay $12,000 or $1,200 a month, $1,500 a month for your family policy or your employers, and you pay together that amount, and you get the diagnosis that your child needs a set of hearing aids, maybe $2,000 or $3,000, lots of families can't afford that extra cost while they're paying over $1,000 a month for their health insurance. And again, the insurance people were very gracious. We had one insurance company testify against the bill originally when it was bigger. I haven't heard back from them on our reduced version, but I would encourage the people to support the bill, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
The senator from Newton has renewed his motion for the adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 43. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th, for raising your eyes.
Fire the senator from Newton,
senator
please.
Senator from Newton, you yield.
I yield.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You know, I'm so delighted that you brought this bill forward. I'm sorry that it was pared down, but this is a critical component. Hearing aids are expensive, and they're essential for kids, but for people of all ages. And what I wanted to know was, in your Senate substitute, because I supported your bill earlier on, what is different from the previous Senate committee substitute or the underlying Senate bill?
Oh, sorry, I should have mentioned that. We specify that is for children under the age of 18 for all hearing aids covered. So we just specify under the age of 18, children under the age of 18. We're specifying what children the age is. Because, again, we want to have a Senate substitute just in case, even though it's a pretty, I think, you know, benign bill.
Right. So, and this was never intended to go to people above the age of 18?
The substitute was only for children. It said for children. Okay. Didn't specify for the age.
Okay. Because I will just, you know, I think this is really critical and very important and a starting place. But I will tell you, my dad, who died 2 years ago at age 91, later in life needed a hearing aid, which he was a veteran. He was able to get that hearing aid, but they cost $6,000. These are not inexpensive. And as you know, hearing aids are also easily lost. And it's a problem, but especially essential when our kids are developing and learning and, you know, they're sponges, but if they can't hear what's going on in the world, it's going to impact them forever. So grateful to you.
I will tell you that the hearing aids I'm wearing, I paid for myself.
Yes.
But again, dealing with children in particular, I was very, very pleased. The Insurance Coalition was very supportive of this. There was some other, at the last minute, alternative language suggested that we include a few other things by other people, and they were agreeable to make this, to support this version, so we're going with this version.
Got it. All right. Well, again, I think it's really going to change some young people's lives for the better, absolutely. So I appreciate you bringing it forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption of the Senate committee substitute offered by the senator from Newton County. Further discussion on the Senate substitute offered by the senator from Newton County. Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. Senator, I still need to move that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 43 be adopted. I neglected to move that before the discussion.
Sorry, Senator, I have a disturbing member up here with me. So the senator from Newton has moved for the adoption of the Senate substitute to the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 43 is the motion before the body. Any discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close, Mr. President.
Senator from Newton County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 43 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I now move that the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 43 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close. Senator from Newton County renews his motion. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 43 be perfected and printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and ordered printed the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 43. Next on the calendar is Senate Bill 330, the senator from the 20th county.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill 330 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 20th district. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
And I move, so at this moment, Mr. President, may I ask you a question? Do I need to make another motion for,
assuming there are no subs, floor subs or anything, Senator, your next motion would be to move that Senate Bill 330 be perfected and ordered print.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 330 be perfected and ordered printed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President, this bill is related to occupational therapy and an interstate compact for that profession, which is, for those that are not aware, an interstate compact is a constitutionally authorized and legally binding contract between states. We have hundreds of them in place, and this compact specifically is similar to ones that we have already in place for other occupations, such as nursing licensure compact, the physical therapy compact, and other interstate medical licensure compact. This compact authorizes a person to practice and telepractice based on a valid, unrestricted home state license and be able to work with other states that are part of this interstate compact for both occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants. This compact, Missouri is one of the early states to adopt this compact. This compact will take effect once 10 other states have joined us in this effort. There have been already four states that have passed this, including Ohio, Virginia, and Utah. 11 states have introduced this, and so it's important that Missouri be a part of this effort as well. This ensures that we're able to ensure who we are able to license in our state, so we're not taking away any of that authority. We're just simply allowing therapists who are licensed in this state to, once they join they get the interstate compact, they're able to also practice and see patients as long as they are now licensed in those other states. And with that, I'm happy to entertain any questions.
The senator from the 20th district has moved for the perfection and printing of Senate Bill number 330. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Newton County.
To inquire of the senator from, 20th. Thank you.
Senator from the 20th, you yield.
Yes.
He does proceed.
Senator, on the interstate comment, it allows us to go to other states or to do like your tele, whatever. But also, say if Kansas were a member, it would allow them to be able to deal with our state too, correct? Yeah. As long as it complies with our licensing?
That's exactly right.
Right.
They have to comply with Missouri laws.
Appreciate it. It's a good bill. Thanks.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senior Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire a senator from the first, please?
Senator from the first district does not appear to be in the chamber. He is in the chamber, I stand corrected. Senator from the first. We have ingress and egress rules to our desk, and the Senate greatly advises you to follow those rules as you make your way to potentially yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Jefferson County. Do you yield?
I do, Mr. President. Thank you for that. I knew as soon as I went through that I had messed up.
As you say when you introduce a bill, no explanation necessary.
Talked to the senator from Lawrence, and he told me that was the correct way to go through.
Never follow the advice of the senator from Lawrence. It's just a rule. Please proceed with your debate.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I know what you're going to ask. Did you want me to answer?
Pardon me?
I voted no on this. Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yeah, I know we're on this committee together, and I always go through my notes, and I check the fiscal notes, and I noticed that you were an N, and I was curious if there was any specific part of the legislation that you had an issue with, or if you might share with us your concerns.
I'm a human being, and I actually told the bill sponsor or the senator that I actually thought it was a different bill.
Oh, okay.
333, I believe it was, and so I did vote wrong on this, and I tried to get my vote changed that day. However, it was too late, and I had talked to the chairwoman of professional registration to help try to change that, so I am in full support of this bill.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. I just want to make sure, because I didn't remember any discussion in committee.
I did make a mistake.
Maybe I stepped out and missed it, but okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my inquiry, Senator.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from the 20th. Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from the 20th renews his motion that Senate Bill 330 be perfected and ordered printed. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected and ordered printed Senate Bill 330. Senator from Boone.
Hey, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, your committee on seniors, families, veterans, and military affairs will meet immediately upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Andrew, catch your breath.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will reconvene 15 minutes upon adjournment in Senate Committee Room 2 to complete the budget on DNR.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Reverend, the Senate prayer breakfast will be tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m., in the Senator from Franklin's office.
Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.